4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. And you have made it, I have made it, we have made it. Congratulations, self-high-fives all the way around. Stan Andruski is going to be here in just about a half an hour. You know, Stan hosts the amazing show, incredible show, wonderful show, best weekend radio show anywhere, called In the Garage with Stan Andruski every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And on Friday, Stan drops by to give us a little sneak peek into what it is that he'll be chatting about. My dear friend Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market is going to be along at 5:33 because the vice president, who would like to be president, is blaming grocers around America for the high prices. It's just so, it is so disconnected from reality. And it is so dangerous. You know what's even more dangerous? There are people who believe her. And there are people who will vote for her. And it's just absurd. Absolutely absurd. All right, I have to pass along some bad news as well. You know that I've spent many, many, many years working in the world of professional wrestling. And so I just kind of stay on top of things. I have no idea what's going on right now. Like, if you were to ask me what the storyline is for any of these, I have no idea. I don't know who's out there. I don't know who's working. My days are in the past. But Afa, who was one half of the Wild Samoans, along with his brother Sika, Afa has just passed away a couple of moments ago, getting that report. And his brother Sika had actually passed away a couple of weeks back. So sad. They're very, very talented performers. And I just thought I would share that with you. I know we have a lot of pro wrestling fans who are part of the program. So both Afa and Sika, within a matter of weeks, have passed away. Do you want to hear from our vice president? I'm just telling you right now, I'm going to give you a warning. If you have anything in terms of liquid, you're going to want to put it down because there's a whole slew of spit takes coming. All right. Let's do this. Let's. We've given this is an official warning. If you are driving, you may want to pull over to the side of the road because I am not going to be responsible. If you hear our vice president and her bat crap crazy Karl Marxist ideas, if you wind up running into the car in front of you, I'm not going to be responsible for that. So you may want to pull over to the side of the road. And again, on a personal basis, let me hang on just one second. Well, because I don't want to do that while I'm listening, because I would wind up spitting all over the place. Well, it's the company computer. Probably wouldn't be the worst thing that had happened to it. But anyway, if you're ready there, Germ, cut number two.
We will help the food industry become more competitive because I believe competition is the lifeblood of our economy. More competition means lower prices for you and your families.
And pardon me for just, I just got one of those dumb questions. How exactly are you promoting competition by fixing the price for goods at the federal government level? How does that encourage, inspire, create competition? All right, well, she can get back to me on that one. How about cut number three?
I will address in greater detail my plans to build an opportunity economy. And today, I will focus on one element that's on the minds of many Americans as they pay their bills at the kitchen table or walk the aisles of a grocery store. And that is lowering the cost of living.
Yeah. Can you do anything about bouncy hair and bad breath and toenail? Because, you know, those are, listen, if you are going to fix the cost of living by having the federal government more involved, the same federal government which has managed to go $35 trillion in debt, and has not had a single solitary balanced budget since the year 2001, then what the heck? I want some stuff too. I want my flying car. The Jetsons promised us flying cars by this time. We don't have them. How about cut number four?
As the price of housing has gone up, the size of down payments have gone up as well. Even if aspiring homeowners save for years, it often still is not enough. So in addition, while we work on the housing shortage, my administration will provide first-time home buyers with $25,000 to help with the down payment on a new home.
I want to know how they were able to assemble such incredibly stupid people in one place. I mean, you heard the people in the background clapping and cheering and hooting and hollering. Do they really believe this? Any of it? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. So let me see if I understand this correctly, Madam Vice President. So the cost of housing has gone up, and at the same time, the cost of the down payment has gone up. You do understand. No, who am I kidding? I was going to say you do understand, but come on, Jeff. She doesn't understand. She doesn't give a crap. She's a Marxist. All right. The cost of the down payment goes up because the cost of the down payment traditionally has been somewhere between, well, at this point, I guess 5% will get you into a house. In some cases, it used to be 20%. Remember that? You had to have 20% down to purchase a house. Then we said, well, everybody should own a home. And we imposed all sorts of federal rules and regulations that said, well, you don't have to have 20% in the game anymore. We're going to, 10% would do. 10% is good. If you have 10% in, all is fine. You got this private mortgage stuff, which is going to add a cost to it. But, you know, what the heck? It's all rolled into it. You'll never even notice it. And then, because we wanted every single solitary person to own a home, whether they could afford it or not, a little bit like cash for clunkers, this was cash for condos in many ways, you then said, when you go for a mortgage, it used to be you had to prove you've got 20% down. Then it became less. Then it was, 10% down. And then it was 5%. And there's other options like VA loans and FHA loans were always less. The farm loans were less. But they weren't available to everybody. And then you said, well, we're going to have a no doc loan. What does that mean? No documents. Stated income. You go into the mortgage place, you go, I make $1 kajillion a year. Okay, sir, how many zeros in a kajillion? There you go. Here's your keys. And then what happens a couple of years after that? Jingle mail. Did you ever hear the phrase jingle mail? All these people in all these homes that they could not afford put the keys in the envelope and mailed them back to the banks. Then what happens? Well, companies like BlackRock then go in and scoop up these houses off of the foreclosure list, and there you have it. But we're just going to give people, she and her administration, you know, we're not involved in that. She and her administration are going to give each person $25,000 if they're a first-time home buyer so that they can go out and buy a home. Well, sure. I mean, really, what could possibly go wrong with that? It just sounds fantastic. And while you're giving out free stuff there, ma'am, I'm telling you right now, I want my flying car. And I want to make sure that it's not causing any emissions, so I would like it to be completely and totally powered by unicorn farts. And I want a chicken in every pot. And for Jeremy, I want pot in every chicken. I'm telling you, you can do it! It's 414, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.